So, President, this is a very useful compilation, and thank you for putting this up. It provides us a general idea of the spectrum of issues we are dealing with when we approach the question that we are discussing from an IHL perspective. It is also one of the alternatives that is available to us for defining the scope of an instrument that we might consider. We support this approach. I have 3 points, one general and two specific. The general point is that we have no difficulty in accepting well-established principles of IHL. However, our position on the rest will be determined on how the obligations and general commitments of an instrument are framed. That is, as prohibitions or restrictions or positive obligations. The two specific points are with reference to the bullet points number 1 and number 5. We can take a more positive view of terminology such as human control, meaningful or otherwise, if the related obligation is framed positively. The second specific point is that the reference to targeting humans directly needs to be reconciled with the existing law of distinction and the provisions therein about combatants and civilians. Thank you, Mr. President.